We've all been there. Rejection, it's not easy. And why is it so hard? And how to deal with it better? We've reached out this morning to a professional.
We've got our friend, psychologist Tony Rebick on the line. Hey, Tony.
Good morning, friends. How are you?
We're doing well. I thought today we would talk about rejection. And I bring it up because I was reading a blog the other day, and it was a woman saying that her engagement was called off and just how devastated she was and how she worked through that, how she actually worked through such a devastating rejection. And I thought, you know, this is something we all deal with at different levels all the time in our lives, right?
Yes, we do.
So why do we have such a hard time with rejection? Where does that start?
Rejection is painful because you're taking it personally, you know, and it's normal to take it personally if you didn't get the job, our partner left us, our friends didn't include us. It makes us feel like we're not enough, and we feel discarded when we feel rejected. And it's normal from that perspective if you're thinking rejection means unwanted, but that's really not what rejection is about. We live in an attraction-based world, so rejection simply means that somehow there's a mismatch between you and what you want, and for whatever reason, it's just not fitting. So in this situation with this girl, there's something going on that maybe she's not aware of, and, you know, getting married kind of brought it out.
I think about the things that we don't do because we already reject ourselves, basically, you know, whether it's applying for a job, whether it's letting somebody know that we have feelings for them, whether it's letting somebody know we'd like to be their friend. We clearly have a fear of rejection that starts somewhere. Why do we fear it so much?
Because, again, it's like we're taking it personally. We're making it about ourselves. We're thinking that something is wrong with us, and that's why it's not matching with the situation or person. Or it may be that we want something and we're not getting it. And it makes us feel that, well, why aren't we, what's wrong with me that I'm not getting this situation or this person, or why am I being rejected? But if you think about it, like, you know, think of something in your past, you know, like you guys, a past job or relationship.
Okay.
Would you want it back?
No.
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 Vinny?
No. Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. But at the time, you're really crying and being upset and wondering what's wrong with me that it didn't fit, right?
How do we deal with rejection, though? Where do we start with this?
You really have to see it as a mismatch, not rejection. And it's normal that it's painful because you still want the situation or you want to be with that person. But if you can see it as, you know, for whatever reason, something's maybe better out there for me, or there's something I need to get that if I get it, I can have what I want, but it may be with a different person or situation. So you have to see it as a mismatch rather than some that I'm not enough.
So after about 20 unresponded messages, I should probably just give up and say that to myself that it's no right now.
You've been rejected.
Okay.
You
got to
let go of the want,
Sam.
You got to want something else.
Thank you, Tony. You can check out Tony's website. It's trueself-psychology.com. We love you.
Love you back, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.